Then further proceeding the examination, we are going to look examine the neck to look for any hypopigmented or depigmented patches which shows the resolving lesions of the secondary syphilis. These are given a specific name, that is leucoderma syphilidicum. Then examining the trunk, we are going to look for any kind of a coppery red scaly macules or the papules present bilaterally symmetrically on the trunk. Specific features of these will be the specific color, that is coppery red or brown. They are scaly, asymptomatic, present bilaterally symmetrically. They can be either macule or papules present on the trunk. So we are going to examine the entire trunk. But we should know that in HIV, if the patient is having a concomitant HIV infection as well, which is also a STD, the lesions can be pustular ulcerative. So we are going to examine the trunk to see for these kind of lesions present if we are thinking about secondary syphilis. If any scale is present, we are going to remove the scale, do that Auschwitz sign and dioscopy, because we are going to look for the lesions of PLC and P. rosea as well. So we are going to see that what kind of lesions are present, and then accordingly we are going to note it down and then present later. Then examination of the genitalia is very important in case of secondary syphilis. Even if we are giving the secondary syphilis in our differentials, we are going to ask the examiner to that I want to examine the genitalia. What kind of lesions can present on the genitalia? There can be pale, moist, broad-based papules having a smooth surface, present bilaterally at the genitalia perianal region, given a special name, that is condylometer letter. Besides this, they can, in 20% of the cases, the atrophic scars may be present, which shows healed chancre. Although they heal without scarring, but in 20% of the cases, the scarring may also be present. So we are going to examine the genitalia to look for any signs, any atrophic scarring of the previous primary syphilis. In inguinal, besides that, as I mentioned earlier, that if we are examining the arms, we are not going to forget the examination of the axillary lymph nodes, and in legs, inguinal lymph nodes must be examined. If it was not examined during the examination of the legs, then when we are examining the genitalia, the inguinal lymph nodes must be examined and palpated. Then cervical lymph nodes, in fact, all of the lymph nodes are important in this. In the systemic examination, auscultation of the precordium to look for any signs of myocarditis in the form of added sounds of any murmurs in case of a syphilis can be heard. Chest auscultation, abdominal palpation to look for any hepatosplenomegaly or glomerulonephritis. Musculoskeletal examination to look for any arthralgias or signs of periostitis. In case of a tertiary syphilis, we know that there can be involvement of the meninges. So neck stiffness should be checked. Cranial nerves can be checked as well if there is any sign that there is tertiary syphilis present. In tertiary syphilis, there can be paraplegia and loss of sensations as well. We can ask the patient to walk and also check the sensations.